Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes presented by Kroll and Mooring. This is your host, Peter Ayer. My co-host, David Robbins, is tied up this week. He will be back in 2 weeks. The purpose of the podcast is to bring you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. We have quite a bit to talk about during this edition. We're keeping an eye on the 2019 NDAA. There are a variety of proposals that are forthcoming at this point, so that's certainly something we'll be tracking very closely over the coming weeks. But our focus this week really is on the DFARS, and there have been a couple of notable final rules and one notable proposed rule. So let's start with counterfeit parts and supply chain. On May 4th, 2018, DOD issued a final rule requiring DOD approval as well as review and audit when contractors and subcontractors identify their approved suppliers of electronic parts. The final rule implements part of the NDAA for FY16, which amends the DFARS provision on detection and avoidance of counterfeit electronic parts in the DOD supply chain. Under the prior rule, contractors and subcontractors were authorized to identify and use additional trusted suppliers from the commercial marketplace, provided their selection is subject to review and audit by appropriate officials. The new rule adds the requirement of DOD approval. In response to comments from industry, the final rule clarified that such approval is generally in conjunction with a contractor purchasing system review or other surveillance of purchasing systems, or if the government obtains credible evidence that a contractor-approved supplier has provided counterfeit parts. So this continues the trend of real focus on supply chain and counterfeit parts, particularly counterfeit electronic parts. Next up, defective pricing. On May 4th, 2018, DOD issued a final rule with immediate effect, amending the DFARS to give DOD contracting officers more leeway in evaluating contractors' post-award defective pricing disclosures. The final rule requires a discussion between the contracting officer and DCAA to determine whether a limited scope audit, full scope audit, or technical assistance audit is appropriate under the circumstances, including factors like nature or dollar amount of the disclosure. The discussion between the CO and DCAA must cover a few topics. One, the completeness of the disclosure. Two, the accuracy of the contractor's cost impact calculation. And three, potential impact on the contractor's other existing contracts or proposals. Next up, security clearance news. On May 7th, 2018, the Information Security Oversight Office, which is part of the National Archives and Records Administration, issued a final rule revising the National Industrial Security Program Directive, which provides policy direction and establish responsibility for agencies that release classified information to private sector entities to confirm and ensure that agencies provide consistent oversight of entity programs. The final rule does a few things of note. Number one, it adds provisions incorporating executive branch insider threat policy and minimum standards. Number two, it identifies the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Homeland Security as new cognizant security agencies. And three, it adds responsibility for all cognizant security agencies and non-CSA departments and agencies to reflect oversight functions that are already detailed for private sector entities in the National Industrial Security Program. In response to comments submitted on the proposed rule, the final rule incorporates a streamlined national interest determination process and increased access to prescribed information, provided certain conditions are met. Finally, the SBA mentor-protege news. On May 4th, 2018, DOD issued a proposed rule amending the DFARS, and it deals directly with the DOD mentor-protege program. And this is part of the 2017 NDAA. And there are a couple things here of note. The proposed rule offers the following amendments. Section 102 is amended to specify that a mentor firm may not enter into an agreement with a protege firm if SBA has made a determination of affiliation. Two, Section 106 is amended to add women's business centers as a form of assistance that a mentor firm can obtain for a protege firm. And three, Section 107 would be amended to require that the mentor-protege agreements include assistance that the mentor firm will provide to the protege in understanding acquisition regulations, including the DFAR. So that's all the news this week. We look forward to catching up again in 2 weeks. In the meantime, if you need anything, I can be reached at 202-624-2807, and David can be reached at 202-624-2627. Thanks for listening.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.